Another example of using a confidence interval is in determining tax burdens. The tax for a large company that has millions of sales every year is assessed on the company's yearly sales or revenues. Assume that the company every year produces millions of sales receipts. If the government decides to audit the company, they won't audit every single one of the million sales receipts. They will take a random sample and compute a 95% confidence interval for the true annual revenue of the company. Would the tax be based on the upper or lower side of the confidence interval? Fact is, the government will often give businesses the benefit of the doubt and assess the tax burden based on the lower side of the confidence interval.